I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
Oh, the Men in Black comes. Knockout Radio, back at you. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. I thought it was Tournament. Philly Fresh Kid. Got a nickname because he looks like Will Smith. So it was nice that he had a song coming out of the break.
See, I thought Caleb had that underhand.
I know, we were going to
slow pitch, softball bomb he was going to hit.
Well, after you bombed on the intro and I called him Clay Guida and he hung up on you, we were afraid to bring up his nickname. Like, maybe he doesn't like Philly Fresh Kid anymore.
Oh, no, yeah.
Hey, rookie.
Jeez. I'm sitting here thinking it's there the whole time.
That's why you're not a pilot. Keep you on the ground, buddy.
Yeah, I know. You said it to me, but I really wanted to talk to him about shoes. Like, I just, like, I love shoes, and he was in shoes. I was like, I want to talk to him about shoes, you know?
I'm sure you guys know, or maybe you don't. Wonder Boy has a very special corner person on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Matt?
No, not, well, I'm busy. I'm busy. I gave it to another guy named Jack Black.
Jack Black, who does his walkout song.
School of Rock?
No, it's the Wonder Boy song.
The Tenacious D.
I know. Yeah. I love Jack Black. He's hilarious. That's awesome.
Well, I love that song. I mean, I like the Wonder
Boy. I like Jack Black better than the song.
Yeah. Person's way better.
The song is okay.
I don't know if I've seen Jack Black in anything other than the music one, the School of Rock.
Oh, the School of Rock? That's, well, you need to brush it. You don't watch movies.
Right,
so
I don't watch movies.
You know, we do this every week. I'm not going to get on you. Like, you need to watch movies. You need to watch movies. You got enough time on your hands.
Yeah. Well, I know what you're going to say. I better hurry.
Yeah, hurry. Better hurry.
So that's what.
But there's plenty of time to watch movies when you're in a home.
That's
and speaking of home, happy birthday, Randy Harris.
Oh, thank you.
Another happy lap birthday, around the Randy. Sun. You're gonna be
along with your. I already told my lady to order on Amazon the Life Alert. I'll pay for your first year of your plan.
Well, if you want me to use it the second year, you better pay for it the second year. Let's go back up to Orlando as we get ready for another weekend of UFC in our state of Florida. Clay Guida, what's up, Clay?
Hey guys, how we doing? The prayers of the unofficial Clay Guida fan club. How are you, Mr. Harris?
I'm fine. We can tell the story, you know, when you're gone about the unofficial. But he's gone, the guy that got all mad. So we can just official, unofficial. It's the Clay Guida fan club.
I like official. Let's keep it official, man.
Well, as long as if you say it's official, it's your website, right? We could do whatever. But first and foremost, how are you? How's the family?
I am wonderful. Thank you very much. The family is great. I cannot wait to see them tomorrow night when they get in town, man. It's great to be back at my new home state of Florida. And I'll tell you what, the weather is wonderful. I just got done doing media day a few minutes ago, and I'm wrapping up with you guys. I'm down here by the pool now. This resort is amazing. It's really great to be back in the Sunshine State, man. I miss it.
And I was going to ask that, you know, how is life, you know, now that you're a Floridian?
Better every day, man. I no regrets, but it would have been cool to move out of the freezing winters years before that. Man, it's like vacation every day. You know, now I know why you guys live in South Florida in Tampa and the Gulf side, because it is absolutely vacation, man. I love it. It's always by the water, always doing something active. It's a special place down there.
You know, I live in shorts and flip flops. I'm going to the MMA awards next week, and my wife said, "Are you going to wear a suit?" And I'm like, "I don't own one." You know, I
need one.
Adam Hunter gave me a hard time last year because I was in blue jeans. I mean, that's what I wear. But I need to ask you this: now that you're a Floridian, are you staying, you know, the Cub and the Bears and all that, or are you going to slowly dwindle to some Floridian teams?
They will always be America's team, the red, white, and blue Chicago Cubbies fans, for sure. Same with the Bears, as hard as it is to cheer for them and watch their games, man. But we're diehard Bears and Cubs fans and Bulls fans and Blackhawks fans forever, not White Sox fans. I've gone to a couple of Tampa Bay Buccaneers games. Last year I went to both of Tom Brady's last home wins. Right before he retired, I was at both of his final wins, and then he unretired. So that was kind of cool to be at those. I tell you what, that stadium is something else. That is just a wild, wild time, man. awesome crowd. You talk about just amazing food, super, super cool environment. Those people go bananas at those Bucks games. So, yeah, I definitely love going to the Buccaneers games. They're a lot of fun. Love to go catch a Devil Rays game. Love to go see a Lightning game. So definitely leaning towards, I cheer for you guys. But, yeah, always Chicago baseball, football fan.
Well, it's not just you guys. You're a Floridian now, so it's you guys as well. So how's the fishing? You've been fishing lately as well?
Yeah, I did. I caught my biggest stripers up in on the Sacramento River during training camp. Got to fish with my boys, the G-Rat Bait boys out of Northern California, Durham. I partnered up with them, and we launched our custom signature gills and throat colors, the Guida Sexy Shad and the Guida Citrus Shad Swim Bait. And you can get them at tacklewarehouse.com. And I caught almost a 55-pound striper. And Sacramento record, I'm sorry, the California record is 56 pounds. So fishing was good. Only got to go a few times because we're in camp and focused. But the times that I went, I caught some giants, a couple 45-pounders and about a 55-pounder. So it was definitely worthwhile. We put some monsters in the boat, and I can't wait to get my hand raised Saturday night and get back on the water down here in Florida, man, because I tell you what, there's nothing like it. I love fishing, and that's all we do. Like I say, come for the gills, stay for the thrills.
Well, my co-host, Matt's been demoted. The new co-host is an NFL vet. He goes fishing a lot in the Tampa Bay area. What are your statistics? 6'9"? 420?
6'6", 6'7".
They make me think of the Big Show. I'm 6'6".
All right, 6'6", 320 pounds. He needs to go out fishing with you to catch some of those big boys.
Yeah.
Holy smoke. Yeah, man, we'd love to have you out. What team did you play for, sir? What's your name, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, Caleb Bedenock. I played for the Buccaneers. Then I went Patriots.
I'm in Detroit. Panthers. New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh, great. But the That's main awesome, teams man. Are,
New England, Tampa for most of my career, New England, Jets.
What years did you play in New England? A buddy of mine, one of my old coaches, played. They won the first Super Bowl ring in 2000.
I played there I'm a little bit younger, so I played there 2019 to 2021.
Okay, congratulations, man. You got to be in some of the better years, man. You got yourself a ring, too, I imagine, right?
I did. So the funny story behind that, we can all get it.
You were right in between.
So when I left Tampa and went to New England, I was there the last half of Tom Brady's last year in New England. And Tom Brady goes to Tampa while I'm in New England. Super Bowl for Tampa.
Yeah.
So I missed it by 6 months.
Yeah,
running by that much. So yeah, it's a running joke between me and all my friends who are still there.
So we'll talk more about fishing.
But you were closer to catching a ring than Randy was catching a fish.
But yeah, that is true.
Clay, I need you to come here and go fishing with me, just so that I have somebody on my side. These two guys throw me under the bus and steal my fish.
Okay, hey. Okay. Also, I will say this, and it's closer than Matt is to throwing a football 50 yards.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I haven't been tested yet. I'm ready to go.
Sounds like you guys have a great cast over there, man. Sounds like a lot of fun down at the studio. So.
Yeah, it's not too bad. So Saturday night, I believe this is your 60th pro fight. Do you remember the first fight or the second fight in your career? What was it, late 2003, early 2004?
Absolutely. It's funny because Brendan Fitzgerald from Fitz Nation just posted something yesterday on how we all got started. It all started at a strip club back in central Illinois at the Silver Slipper Saloon. And that was on an hour's notice. I went to watch my brother make his professional debut against, I can't remember his name. He fought in like UFC 4 or something. Adrian Serrano. Yeah, fought in UFC 4, UFC 8. And I was just heading down there, and we paid our admission outside of this place. It was an outdoor event, and it just happened to be at the strip club. And
what was the name of it again?
Yeah,
the Silver Slipper Saloon.
It sounds like an exotic nightclub.
It was.
Exactly. Yeah, so right there pretty much says it, man. Yeah, and then we heard the announcer the promoter over the loudspeaker said that they needed someone to fill in from 150 to 170 pounds, and that was it right there, man. I said, that's my calling. I went there, and I signed up at the front desk after begging my brother and his coaches and getting turned down, and they said no way, they wouldn't let me do it, and I just finally annoyed them enough to they let me jump in there, get my butt kicked, and you know what? The rest is history. And, yeah, the second one was also a short-notice fight. Took it on the same day. And I never looked back, man. That was it. I knew this this crazy cage fight, no holds barred. I knew that was for me, man. So 60, here we are, 60 fights later, man, still doing it and still improving and having fun in the sport.
And having fun. So I know I've never asked you this. What's the hardest Jason has slapped you? And was it pre-fight or was it you guys just, you know, horsing around in the backyard?
He's hit me pretty hard, you know, horsing around, man. But he cracks hard with those big bear paws. So it's definitely before a fight, and because he knows that's what it takes to get me pumped up and ready to go to battle, man. Because that's what we do, bro. You know, my big bro's the one that got me here. He's the one that got me started, and where we're going to ride off into the sunset, you know, doing this together. And I'm glad that he, you know, he led the path and he passed the torch on to me years ago. Yeah, it's been an honor, and Jay is, he's to blame, for all these wild fights, man, but he's also to thank on my end, so, yeah, he hits hard, dude. He's got big old bear paws, and I tell you what, nobody hits harder than him when I get in there, so I'm just pumped about Saturday night, man.
Is it just as much fun now as it was in the early days and, you know, 10 years ago and 5 years ago?
Yeah, I tell you what, man, fighting in the Midwest circuits and those regional circuits all over were a blast. You get to see, you know, get traveling on your belt, and you know, I call it fighting for vending machine money. You know, you get $75 or $100 from a promoter, you know, to fight in the show, and I literally call that. That's what we would do afterwards. We'd go to the vending machine, buy a couple snacks, and then we'd take the rest and go to the dive bar and, you know, spend it on beer. So we definitely come full circle, I guess, or seen a lot since then, and it gets more enjoyable every time. We get to see so many cool places, get to travel all over the country, all over the world, meet great people, develop relationships, and, you know, promote business through it, and I'm looking where I'm at right now. I'm standing next to a lake, you know, on a resort in Orlando, you know, Universal Studios, Epcot Center, all these tourist places are, you know, right around here, and I couldn't be more, you know, happy where I'm at, you know. The only thing missing is a bass rod, the St. Croix fishing rod in my hand right now, and one of those Stinky Pete's in my hand catching bass right now. But other than that, my family will be here. We're in the home state of Florida that we live in, and it gets more fun every trip. I got my team friends, the Guida Mafia, will be here. I'm doing an interview with the official president of the UFC fan club, the Clay Guida fan club, and a badass NFL player who's played for multiple teams. So, tell you what, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at and where we're going in this career.
So life is good. Before we run out of time, I know Matt has something, but don't forget the captain of the fishing groups up there at Disney, the Lakes of Disney, wants to take you and the family out fishing.
Dude. Okay, well, you might have to put us in contact, man.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
It's my son's father-in-law. I talked to him again yesterday. He's like, whenever Clay's ready to go, just let me know. So, you know, we'll talk about that after you take care of what you need to take care of Saturday.
That's what I like to hear. Sounds
hey,
great,
Clay. Man. So, all right, first off, badass NFL player's a little generous. Let's reel it back in. No, he hasn't seen you play yet.
Okay. Wow.
No, I'm just saying. But, no, Clay, so we have an on-the-going thing in the studio here where if I grapple the world champion David Vieira in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, you're going to ask Clay for help,
well,
too?
Well, because Caleb said that the only way I win this match is if I ask Jesus for help. And Clay is the closest thing I got. So I need some advice from you, Clay, on now if I win, Randy Harris, who is dead set against tattoos, has agreed that he will get a tattoo that says, I am the greatest of all time. I'm the GOAT.
Wait, is the tattoo going to say, I am the greatest of all time?
I am.
Or me.
That's the greatest
of all time. Your name.
So, but if I lose, if by bad luck.
Let me jump in for a second, Clay. When he loses, he has to legally change his name for 2 years. God, you pronounce it.
To a Nigerian name that says...
His name is going to be Jasiri Gushindwa.
Which stands for Brave Loser.
Oh, my goodness.
But I need some help, Clay. I don't know if it's a tag team option or something, but I'm
what's the best advice you want to give him, Ron?
I was going to say, wait, so you're going to grapple Daniel Vieira, the world champion, in a jiu-jitsu match?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you do jiu-jitsu at all?
Well, I have a gi.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I tell you what, take Randy Harris's advice. Run, man. You don't want to change your
name.
He's on a different level, man. Unless you feel like, speaking whatever language that is, man.
It's Nigerian.
I don't know. That's my best advice. I was going to say, don't pull guard. Make sure you're on top, but... Man, you might
want to start. Your career got started by believing in yourself and like jumping into the Silver Spur Saloon. Like Randy just had a birthday yesterday. He's got a pair of silver sneakers. I think the stars are aligning for me to win this match.
All right, go for it, man. We're behind you. We're for you.
This is how much he. This is what he thought before he asked you for advice. He thought by having Hoist Gracie sign his gi. That means that something would have like slipped into the gi to help it.
I might give him some superpowers or something.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Osmosis.
I'm going to let you go chill for the rest of the day, Clay. Thank you as always for coming on. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday night. And again, I want to get you out on the boat there in the lakes of Disney.
That sounds awesome. Guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. For all those fishermen, music lovers, sports lovers out there, guys, go check out our website, Gills and Throws with Guida, attached to the Fins and Feathers website. We take our clients out fishing all over the country, in saltwater, freshwater, everywhere in between, and then we take you to live UFC events, live concerts, backstage, to sporting events. We worked with Zach Brown. We got to see that. Meet the band a couple weeks ago. We worked with Metallica, Slightly Stupid, G-Love and a Special Sauce. The list goes on and on. If you guys want to see some UFC events live, meet some of these fighters backstage, guys. Check us out, Gills and Thrills of Guida. You know what we say, come for the gills, stay for the thrills.
Beautiful. Clay, I'll see you Saturday night. Say hi to the family for me.
Looking forward to it, Prez. You'll get to see him too. Say hi to him.
Okay, take care. That was Clay Guida. I've been on this show numerous times. Goes back almost as far as I go back. Going back to early days and stuff. It's awesome. Clay is such a good dude. Looking forward to seeing him back in the Octagon on Saturday night. All right, let's go hit a break when we come back. No more chats, which means you two knuckleheads are going to run this thing, and I'm not looking forward to that at all. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. What's your claim?
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC Heavyweight Champion of the World, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby! Good night.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. just amazing.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
That would be Curtis Razor Blades, the backup to the alleged Francis Ngannou, I lose my belt to John Jones fight in March.
Also a nickname of Razor, not Razor Blades.
I think they flow together. I think that's important. Even though the nickname is Razor, but it goes with the last name. But also, I was watching a video, old Francis Ngannou tape, back when you said Ngannou. It's Ngannou. And Ngannou.
All right, you're already starting.
There was an old video.
I know how to turn you down, too.
There was a video of one of his old fights, and they were calling him Francis Ngannou. And it was Joe Rogan and, you know, the usual cast. And just, like, to see his trend, he had the braids then. That's before he got his haircut. But just to see his transformation from his maybe third or fourth fight when everybody's like, oh, this guy's really talented, to see now that people actually pronounce your name the right way.
I was going
to
say, is that when you know you make it? Yeah. When they finally pronounce your name the right way,
exactly. And they know how to say it right, you know? And so, like, it was just really, really cool to see.
We're going to talk about. See, I'm not letting you. I know we're going to talk about some of the World Cup that's going on, but I wanted Michigan to beat Ohio State. Okay, I wanted them to win.
Yeah,
and I didn't expect what happened to happen.
I don't think anybody did.
Woman, I now want Michigan to lose this Saturday.
So you're just a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Ohio State back in the mix.
What do they do? Do you now kick Michigan out and move Ohio State up, even though Michigan beat the crap out of Ohio State?
No, there's too many teams that are in the mix.
There's really not.
There is, though. No. Okay, right? Okay, so look. I don't know what the BCS, well, not BCS, but whatever the standings are right now, right? Georgia is the
one.
Georgia should be like in a different stratosphere.
But what happens if Georgia loses to a 42-loss team Saturday in Atlanta? Of course they won't.
But USC could lose.
They won't. If Georgia loses, I'll put Georgia at four, and they're still going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They have earned that right because everybody else has losses, and Georgia has smashed everyone they've played.
Let's say Georgia goes on. Yep, Georgia wins.
Who's
three?
Okay. I think TCU is undefeated, and they've earned that right.
Okay.
I do think TCU will get smashed when they get to the playoffs.
Sure.
But they've earned the right to be there.
Let's say TCU wins.
TCU's in there. Okay. USC has earned the right to be there.
Hold on.
From a Bruin.
I know. It's difficult.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard to say. But here's my question. USC wins.
Yeah.
Okay, they're in. Let's say Michigan loses.
Michigan loses?
To an awful team. Purdue. Yeah. Come on.
I would say maybe, okay, depending on where they are, because I haven't looked at the standings recently, but depending on them and Ohio State, I can still see them going in because we had a situation.
They have to.
It was in the BCS. I think like LSU lost to Alabama lost to LSU in the S championship game, and then they still both played the national championship. They end up winning the game. So I think it's one of those teams where it's like, hey, like since we are picking based on what we see and what we know, like you have to get the best four teams, and I think those four teams are the best four teams in the league. Because if the Ohio State Michigan game was closer, if Ohio State put up more of a fight than they did,
I understand.
I would be all okay for flipping the teams, but it got really, really bad late, you know.
Ohio State lost. They shouldn't be in. TCU.
They got beat down.
TCU, if they win, has to stay there.
They have to stay there.
Okay.
Even though I don't think they're better than Ohio State.
Oh, they're not.
They're not.
No,
but
they're not.
They earned the right.
But then why play all these games?
I guess that's what I mean. That's what they earned it.
No,
I agree with you.
No, you're agreeing with me. I'm saying. So TCU is not better than Ohio State.
No.
I get that. Georgia wins. We'll skip number two for now. Number three is TCU. They win. So they're in. You can't move them down to a team that got beat down.
I'll probably keep TCU at four and put USC at three.
I'm saying what happens if, and it won't happen. I understand that. Mike Allstott's not playing at Purdue.
Yeah.
So they're not. Purdue has a better. Well, you have a better chance of beating David Vieira than Purdue beating Michigan.
If Purdue beats Michigan, Michigan's number two right now. If Purdue, oh, that's what I am.
They got to drop. Right.
Yeah. They're one to three.
So they dropped.
It was three and two. So they went up. Right. Like, right. So.
Right.
If they
can't
do
move
Purdue,
Ohio State over Michigan.
No, you can't.
You can't.
So I put Michigan at four. I put Michigan at four because I know what they showed me against the second best team in the country.
Amazing.
It was phenomenal. I didn't see it coming. I did not see it. I thought Ohio State was going to pull away late. I thought it'd be a closer game. And the way they beat those guys down. And also, when did college football, and I'm going to sound like a, I'm going to sound like an old man right now. Because when did college players not understand that penalties hurt your team? Like, you got dudes. Randy is showing me the fine I have to pay
for
almost saying a bad word. But when did college players not understand that, like, I can't headbutt a guy on the other team on the sideline 7 yards into the boundary?
When
I can't throw footballs at the head coach's head. Like, well, I don't understand this.
When pro players learn that, maybe college players will learn it.
No,
pro players do it too.
No, pro players, but again, in the pros, I know everything I do is finable.
Right.
So if I wear my socks the wrong way, it's $10,000.
Right.
In college, it's
so
like
the wrong order is $100,000.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's like, dude, like, I don't understand. Like, there were so many stupid penalties, and I'm sitting here like, you are killing your team.
Is there not code reds in college football?
Code red.
So you didn't see that movie? A Few Good Men?
You can't handle the truth.
You know, code red, where they beat you down and all that stuff. They don't do that.
They're going to run you into the dirt. I know those kids who played for Michigan State when there was the Michigan State Michigan fight.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Those kids who played on that team. I will bet you every money in my bank account, those kids are running 2,100-yard dashes.
I don't think that's their biggest problem.
110s at 4 in the morning for the last 2 weeks.
I believe one was arranged in court. I think it was yesterday or today.
Okay, I'm not going to go that far because like it is your football player and – we don't like that's just and even though it was outside of the game, it was outside of the game, it was in the locker room, yes, but also it's a rivalry, blood goes high. Let those guys serve their punishment, and it was stupid. And I don't agree with it at all,
right?
I understand that, but I've also been in a rival situation where I came from Texas, Nigeria, and Texas, and went to USC, went to UCLA,
there's a Texas and Nigeria,
you know what I mean, and went to UCLA. And the USC game, everybody was getting hyped up. And I was just like, I don't see the big deal. It's just another game. And when I got in that atmosphere.
Of course.
I got kicked out my first game. I got in a fight. You know? So it's just, I understand. But, like, it's not okay.
Here's where I, and again, I've never been on a football field, all that stuff. But here's where I'm going to disagree.
You've been at war.
No, we're not.
You've been at war.
No.
Even in the military.
No. He washed
the boat.
There's
like a lot of football here.
He was like a Navy boat washer guy.
He was at Pearl Harbor.
No, not Pearl Harbor. No. He went to the Pearl Jam concert.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This show has gone. This team has gone into the dumper. What I was starting to say before I was rudely interrupted. If it happens on the field.
Yeah.
It's still wrong, but I get it.
Yeah, I agree.
This wasn't on the field.
It wasn't.
This was in the runway.
This is wrong.
It was
wrong.
It was a criminal act.
It was. Yeah. It was. And I just hate to, as a young kid, I understand like how mistakes can be made. These kids are 18, 19 years old. Like, you're a child.
Wasn't that?
But you still know better.
You do know better. You do know better. But it's like, I want people to be able to make mistakes at that age. As long as you're not murdering people and like come away from it. They should get the utmost punishment. If they get kicked out of their school, that's fine. But, like, when it becomes law and like you're putting kids in jail and things like that, like that becomes a whole different thing. Well, I don't want to see that.
I got it.
As wrong as they are.
Didn't that happen in Colorado? Wasn't that when that Todd Bartuzzi like slammed Steve Moore to the ground on the ice and like it was a deliberate act, but they made it criminal, even though it was in the game of play. I remember a couple of them, but I thought it never went to it
because it was on the ice. It was in the middle of the game. It was, you know, what happens there. You know, even if you do step over the line, you know, suspensions, fines.
But he was skating away. There was no play. There was play was whistled out, and he went and attacked him on the ice while the game's going on. So, but okay. I think they took it criminal. I think it went outside of the NHL and
nothing happened to Adam Sandler when he took his skate off and, you know, sliced the guy in the head either. So
that's true.
Is that from a movie too?
Yeah,
probably. Absolutely. We don't have time about movies. We're out like living life.
Thinking about that guy who sliced the dude's neck when he was skating on the hockey rink.
Well, he almost died. It just happened in Tampa. Now, again, this was an accident.
Yeah.
But he went to cover the puck with his hand, which they do in hockey, accidentally skated over his hand.
Yeah,
and he grabbed it.
I'm not covering the puck.
Yeah.
No. His fingers are gone. They have to be.
I think it might have been a little bit higher, but it was bad.
Yeah.
Went to Tampa General assume. Right away. No, it was.
I would assume.
After that, he went straight to the club, though.
Where are we? don't even look. Don't even laugh. Where are we World Cup-wise? What's going
on? World Cup-wise, okay, so
France got
Argentina. France lost, but it doesn't matter because France has...
They had an
next
easy
to
draw.
Next to, I'm not gonna call it an easy draw. Next to Brazil, France has been the best team in this World Cup, and Mbappe's been playing out of his mind. Argentina, with the win today, guaranteed that they make it to round of 16 after losing to Saudi Arabia. Early on in the game, Messi missed a penalty, which he never does. It's been years since he missed one, and.
I don't know if you know, because obviously we've been on the air. Did he miss it or was it blocked?
It was blocked.
Okay. All right. That's different.
Yeah.
You know, that
was blocked. Yeah. So it's still a miss. Yeah. He always scores.
Right.
Always scores those. Like, it's like automatic. But Argentina has found a way, and it's the 76th minute, and they are up 2-0 to Poland. So I'm sure Martin is somewhere at home smiling right now because they're going to make it through.
We sent an SOS out for him. Yeah. I was worried about him and Santiago.
I am also smiling because selfishly, he's my favorite player, and I want him to win a World Cup this year. So I'm excited to see him too. But this World Cup has been insane.
Right.
The competition level, Ghana had a great win. Shout out to Jude.
Did you watch the U.S. game?
I didn't watch the U.S. game.
I'm talking to Apple customer service. I had an issue with my computer.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to him, and I'm not a big soccer guy. I mean, but it's World Cup, football. It's Olympics, whatever.
At least call it what it's called right now. It's football.
Have you seen the commercial?
No.
You haven't seen the commercial? It's with Beckham and Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, so they go back
and forth. How likable is Peyton?
If you knew stories, he's very likable. it took Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
No.
So Peyton Manning was always the square.
Yeah, and then the whole thing when he was throwing footballs to kids. That's probably when I started liking him.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked him as a player.
Right.
I liked him as a person when I saw that Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
The monologue. Funny. So he gets up to. Do you remember the monologue?
I don't remember the monologue. I remember the skits.
So the monologue, he gets up there and he talks about his family and how successful the family is, and my dad Archie, blah 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 blah. You know, my older brother Cooper, da 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 da. My younger brother Eli, da 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 da. And these are my records. Mom, what a disappointment. It was hilarious. And that's where he started to, you know, branch out a little bit.
Okay,
you know?
Sidebar. More famous family. The Mannings or
famous
the
or better? Which are we doing?
Better family tree. The Mannings or the Longs?
Manning.
Okay.
Now, how about Matthews?
The Matthews. That's the third one.
Right.
So Mannings, Longs, and Matthews.
Wow. Well, Manning's
the better bloodline.
what about the Lenays? The Lenays, their family tree doesn't have any branches. They're all trunk. and they're an Indonesian tribe from the Homo.
The
Sasa.
Mannings will have definitely two. One definite, but two Hall of Famers.
Two Hall of Famers. I think it's definitely.
See, I don't even know if he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's going to get in. I think he'll be.
First ballot.
Well,
18. But he's a Hall of Famer. You stopped Tom Brady from having 10 rings.
Yeah,
there is one family responsible for Tom Brady not having 10 championships.
Well, there's one play that stopped Tom Brady.
Yeah, the
helmet catch.
Yeah, the bubble gum.
No, but Peyton beat him. Eli beat him twice.
Right. Yeah.
Eli beat him twice.
No.
Stop Tom Brady from being perfect in a season.
But the I don't know, Matthews. I don't know.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I don't know.
They're awesome.
They are awesome. They are. But like I told Warren Sapp, don't ever tell me somebody without a gold jacket is better than somebody with a gold jacket.
Yeah.
You know, as people argue the line of top whatever of Buccaneers,
yeah.
And they have Sapp at 9. And I tell them they're the biggest morons to ever walk this. Right. And, you know, if you want to name the other 3 gold jackets ahead of Warren, I can live with it.
Yeah.
And Warren has said it. Warren says that there's 4.
Leroy Sims not better than Warren Sapp, though.
But, again, a gold jacket.
Great. He's great.
You
he's
can't great. Argue. But don't tell me I love Rondé Barber to death. I love Mike Allstott to death.
Yeah.
They're not better than somebody with a gold jacket.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
But Matthews, I don't know. I don't
Matthews
know.
Are awesome, man.
You didn't say Matthews, but yeah.
That was the third one. I just couldn't think of the name. I didn't want to have dead air time. But I was actually trained by Bruce. The center. The Matthews center. And I'm going to butcher his name right now, but I'm just not going to say it. But he trained me a few years, taught me how to play center. He lives in Houston. I trained with Jake Matthews, who plays left tackle for the Falcons.
Yeah.
His brother played center at A&M. And we are trained together. And like when I tell you, one of the nicest guys you ever meet. And it was one time because we used to be my coach and we were training in the off season. And I was like, hey, I've been trying to learn how to play center just so I can learn, extend my career. You know, when it comes to it, I was like, do you know anything about center? And he goes, yeah, I know a little bit. and one of the guys who was there was like, you know, he was a all pro at center for like 4 years. And I was just like, oh, you played every position? He goes, yeah, I did. But the nicest guy, super humble.
But not nearly as impressive. A family name as Jackson, like Michael, Tito,
Lamar,
Action.
now we see you feed into it. You feed into it.
Yeah, we're going to the top, baby. Get this on Spotify.
To the moon.
If TJ and JJ have kids that go to the NFL, they may be in the discussion.
JJ Watt and TJ are trailblazing.
Derek's on the team, but I don't know if he's really in the same conversation.
But still, though, to have 3 kids.
Absolutely.
You know, the Jones family, they have 2 NFL players and the best UFC fighter to ever live.
Yeah.
So there's some bloodline. That's just like, hey.
I don't know if I ever told you this story. So the Bucks are in San Francisco where they go, this week? I think they play, the week after. They play the Saints on Monday.
Where are they going to, they'll beat the Saints.
Yeah.
When they go to San Fran, that's a loss.
They're going to win the division at 5-12.
Yeah, they're going to win like 7 games and go to the playoffs and have a home playoff game in the first round.
Yeah, for sure. So the Bucks are in San Francisco.
When does the division become so bad? This is the same division that had
this year.
Cam Newton, MVP, Matt Ryan, MVP.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, MVP. And then all of a sudden, now it's like, 3 wins a team. It's crazy, but sorry to cut you off.
Okay, so the Bucks are in San Francisco, and I might have told you this story. And you know how the players sit in the lobby and they're hanging out and whatever. And Ryan Neese is hanging out with some people sitting around this table.
Mm-hmm.
And Cadillac walks by, who just was the Auburn coach, the interim, and no longer. So Cadillac walks by and he goes into the meeting rooms. And later that night, he goes, "Hey Ryan, do you know who you were sitting with?" And Ryan's like, yeah. He goes, that's Ronnie Lott. And Ryan goes, no, it's my dad. And he had no idea that Ronnie Lott was Ryan Neese's dad.
I didn't know that either.
And he was freaking out that Ronnie Lott was there. Like, you're sitting with Ronnie Lott. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Ryan Neese did a lot of Pac-12 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I saw him on the sidelines a lot. And he was always at practice, covering things. And that's interesting.
Really good guy.
Yeah.
Really good guy.
I went to Cabo with Hardy Lott. Well, we did like an NFL, Mexico thing where we were trying to, push the game forward. And it was cool.
All right. We blew through one. Let's hit this break. Then we'll come back. Maybe talk a little bit about Saturday night, UFC in Orlando. A lot of good stuff still to come with very little time to do it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Snapsong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey.
Hey, this is Mike Quick from the Philadelphia Eagles, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B, in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Vernon Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
But I'm not Randy Harris. it was cute for you to talk.
Why don't we have a... This is Caleb Berenbacher.
Well, first, we did have a liner, I think, from a couple years ago. But I was going to add you to that, purposely leaving him out. And every time I'd go do it, then you'd go off to another tryout. So I'm like, you're not going to be here next week. You're going to play here. You're going to play there.
Consistency wins.
Would you rather have...
I'd rather have you here occasionally.
Get out.
Yes. I'd rather you here once a month than him here all four times.
Yeah, well, at least I provide the venue.
There you go.
You want to go over the UFC card this weekend?
Yeah, that would be nice.
December 3rd, or are they fighting at?
December 3rd. I'm working on going December 10th, too, but December 3rd.
December 3rd, Orlando, Florida is the site.
Amway.
Your main event, Amway, they're going to try to sell you like toilet paper and stuff?
I don't know.
Try to market, multi-level market your family?
I ain't got no cash.
The Amway Center, man. Do you remember that in like high school? Did you ever? You
know, I didn't grow up in Florida.
No, but like.
Well, Amway's
it's so, nationwide. So basically, it was like Amazon before Amazon. And you had to like, so you would buy this stuff and you would have to store and warehouse it. And then you would deliver it to your friends that bought products off of like a catalog. So it was like toilet paper and like cleaning supplies. You buy in bulk like Sam's Club. But like you would buy it and then you would have to distribute it to the people down your line of so everybody signs up to be a
what do they call that? Maybe not. Let's don't say it.
Pyramid scheme.
Hey.
FTX.
I think our gift has arrived for Randy Harris.
First
today.
Of all, wait.
Whoa.
Wait a second. It's my shirt.
Whoa.
What do you mean your gift?
Well, this is a gift from me to you, Randy.
On my shirt?
It's a gift on your birthday. It's your gift.
No.
Before you open it. Do you recall last week on the show?
You know I'm not going to wear it.
We talked about in Saudi Arabia, the higher the number, the more value.
Yeah.
The license plate.
Yes.
Randy Harris, please open your gift for the viewers.
Open it up.
All right. Well, first of all, before I do that, I bought myself a gift. So you tell me which shirt do you like better, okay, and which shirt, and it may not be the same answer, will I wear? So this is what ridiculousness he got.
Oh, let me see this. I can't wait to see it.
Jackass.
Randy Harris Silver Sneakers.
Read it.
Randy Harris Silver Sneakers member 001. That's awesome. That's awesome. That shirt is worth $50 million.
The oldest member in the whole country.
All right. Now, which one do you like better? This is what I bought myself.
Okay.
And which shirt do you think I will wear? Read it.
People, not a big fan. I like that one a lot because I'm not a big fan of people. But the other one, that was hilarious. That was pretty funny.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Thank you, but you should have saved your $2.
I can't wait for your life alert to come in the mail.
Yes.
So I can come and present it to you. You know what
we should
have done?
We should have got a shirt with a pocket so you could put his life alert in it.
It'll be amazing. It'll be amazing. I'll have it go directly to my phone, but I won't answer.
And you won't answer it.
And I won't answer it.
Did I tell you the Brazil story with my doctor friend? He's the UFC doctor. He's the Raiders doctor. He does the Knights as well. So we're hiking this mountain in Rio, in Brazil. And, you know, I'm younger, but still old and fat and out of shape. And we're lugging up this mountain.
I start calling you Morgan Freeman.
And he goes, well, he's God. But so Jeff shows me, you know, you pound your heart twice and that's telling the doctor you're having a heart attack.
I say, I didn't know that.
He says, this is the sign for a heart attack. You know, you
or
need
Matthew
help.
McConaughey.
And all right. So he tells me this and then he takes off and he runs to the top of the mountain. I said, so what good would it have been if I did the sign I'm having a heart attack?
Yeah.
If you're running gone to the top of the mountain, kind of like you not answering. And he said, I would have walked over you on the way back down.
Nice. So he just left you in Rio. Okay, let's talk the card now because I'm excited about this.
Yeah, welterweight main event, Stephen Thompson.
I like how you start at the top.
We should do that though.
At the top.
Yeah.
The problem with starting at the top. Could you imagine if you did a UFC event?
Yeah.
And your first fight was Thompson and Kevin Holland.
Everybody will leave.
How many people are going to stay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we don't have time.
But we also have 10 minutes.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time. You want to start the preliminary call?
That's right. Let's start at the top and work our way down. I like that.
Start at the top.
Okay.
Caleb 6'9", 412. I'm not going to upset him.
All right. Stephen Thompson versus Kevin Holland is your main event on Saturday
night. Wonder Boy Thompson. Kevin.
Versus Superman.
Big Mouth Holland.
Superman. Like a superhero. Like a real-life superhero.
I'm so excited for that fight because they're just so different, you know. Wonderboy loves staying outside. He loves his kicks, you know. Like he's really, really good at them. And Kevin Holland likes to mix it up, man. He doesn't care. And I love his attitude. He's a superhero because he's Superman because he does not care. And I'm excited to just see if those guys match up stylistically. Like I'm happy for Kevin that he got his big payday when the UFC asked him to save Nate Diaz from brain damage. And so, like, you know, I'm happy for him, and I'm happy that he's still fighting, and it'll be exciting.
Looking forward to it as
Your,
well.
Your co-main event, Brian Barberina versus Rafael Dos Anjos.
Two different styles.
Yeah, completely.
You know, Barberina who's been on this program, loves, you know, throw punches, loves to strike, loves to mix it up. And obviously, RDS does not. You know, go to the ground or RDA. You know, he's a more ground guy.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Your flyweight, Matthias Nicolo versus Matthew Schnell.
Schnell's been on the show as well.
Yeah.
You know, Matt's a up and coming guy. Nice career.
You're Shuey.
Thank you. I was like, how far down did they put this guy?
Shuey
should be a co-main event. This dude's awesome.
Fighting Sergey Pakulovic.
You know who I got? I got Tuivasa.
Of course you do.
Because I thought he would be gone. You know, I'll say this. There are people, kind of like the World Cup right now. I think France and Brazil are the two best teams in the World Cup. But I want Argentina to win. Sentimentally. Same way when Ciryl Gane and Tuivasa fought.
Right.
I thought Cyril was going to win, but I wanted Tui Vasa to win because I think it'll be a fun thing for the fans. And so,
if Tui wins, Tui Vasa wins, would you do a shoey out of your Travis Scott?
I will
sneakers?
Do. I have some brand new Travis Scotts, the new ones that came out, the Mochas, that have not been worn. I'll wear them to the fight, and I'll pour a beer in my shoe and do a shoey on camera if Tui Vasa can get this done.
All right, let me suggest something different.
Okay.
That's what you'd like to do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pretend that you are a Chicago Cub fan. Okay. And I'm going to go to Sears Roebuck, and I'm going to buy a 1999 pair of shoes. What size? 42s?
Is Sears still a thing?
I don't know.
But the 14.
And Sears lost their tower.
And what we're going to do is I will sneak up behind you as you get ready to pour the beer into the Travis whoever's. And I'm going to slide the other shoe over. You can pour it in there, and we'll take the other ones down to curated heat and let them do something better with it.
So just out of curiosity, what would a pair of Travis Scott Mocha set me back if I wanted to donate them to the Philly Fresh Kick Drive tomorrow?
Probably cost me anywhere from 700 to 1,000.
Okay, step up.
So where's the Sears at? All right, so moving right along. Jack Hermanson versus Roman Doldzy. He obviously hasn't made it yet because I don't know his name. Like, that's what they say, right? You learn how to pronounce the name once you make it.
No, that's what we said. They didn't say it.
Got him. You know, one thing I will say, because I know we're running out of time, that's Randy's favorite line at this point in time.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Means I'm out of here in seven.
I think the UFC is so great, and I say this every week, they're catching up to American football. Again, I know we're worldwide now, so I got to specify. They're catching up to American football because they just know how to put on an event, and they know how to keep eyes. And every week, it's fights. It's exciting events, and it's awesome to see. I love it.
It's true, but I don't think they're catching up. I mean, they've made leaps and bounds. You know, if you want to say, and I will, that they've maybe overtaken NHL, they've overtaken hockey. They're not going to overtake the NFL.
I didn't say they're going to overtake. When I say catching up, I'm saying like they're getting close to being second. Closing the gap. Football is synonymous in America. Football has a monopoly on America. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
I don't care if it's basketball. I don't care if nothing is going to overtake that sport because it literally embodies what this country is. So they're going to be number one until the apocalypse comes. But I think UFC is closing the gap. They're creeping up to the NBA.
MMA. We'll say MMA. MMA. But on the same line, you take an MMA event and take it to Poland. You know, take it to Dublin. Take it to wherever. They're going to have a packed crazy house.
Yeah.
You saw what just happened when the Bucks played Seattle in Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, sold out, number one, blah, blah, blah.
So I played in Europe, and I'll tell you this. There is a football fan base in Europe. But none of them are, very few of them are fans of the teams that are playing.
Right.
They are just excited that football is there.
Right.
Yeah. So when the Bucks played the Panthers, and I was a part of the Panthers organization, and we
one of my biggest regrets, just so you know, that jersey was at NFLauction.com. Your jersey.
Yeah.
And I went to buy it, and I'm like, somebody bought it, and now it's gone.
Yeah. And Christian McCaffrey went crazy, and Gerald McCoy had like 4 sacks and against the Bucks, and it was a great day. But anyway, no two jerseys were alike.
Right.
You saw Tom jerseys, you saw Mahomes jerseys. It's just
people
wanting to watch the sport.
Yeah.
You know? So it didn't matter. There was no advantage to anybody. And that was one of the most beautiful things about it, was because like it's loud for everybody. It's crazy for everybody. Right. If you make a good play, they're gonna cheer. And so I think that I'd like the fact that the NFL is growing in that regard. You know, basketball is a worldwide sport. Soccer is a worldwide sport. Football is a worldwide sport. But I think MMA is creeping up to basketball. I really think they are. I won't say American football because they're number one. But I think MMA is doing a great job.
Dana absolutely they are. No, I remember making the comment, you know, when Dana did the show down at the Super Bowl in Miami. And he's like, you know, I said about how far. And he's like, let's remember how short we are in this.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the infancy stage.
When I was a kid, it was only on Spike TV you could watch MMA. You know, like, it's a channel that I don't even know if it exists anymore, but, like, people didn't watch it.
Right.
And I remember going to my first MMA gym and getting choked out because they thought I was an adult when I was 12 years old because I was so big.
Because you're 6'6", 840.
Yeah, exactly. And I got choked out as a sixth grader, you know, but like, you know, one of my uncles, he was like, hey, like, this is a cool sport and I really enjoy it. And he was telling me about Rampage and, you know, all these things. And so, like, it's awesome to see. It's awesome to see the sport grow.
Well, one guy who's not going to have fun on the football season is your boy, Eric Anders, played for Alabama, who is also the final fight on the main card, fighting against Kyle Dukakis.
It's going to be a good fight, too.
So, who have I heard the name Dukakis before?
A politician.
Yeah, well, there was a politician, not spelled the right way and not pronounced the right way.
But, you know, maybe he messed it up. Yeah.
I cannot lie. I will not tell a lie. Dukakis forgot my vote.
Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks, both of you knuckleheads, everybody that's here in the studio or the restaurant that we call the studio. Headed to Orlando
that shirt?
This weekend.
That's Silver Sneaker number
my
one.
Shirt's right here.
Silver Sneaker number
everybody
one.
Everybody go on Facebook and wish Randy Harris a happy 85th birthday.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought it was you and me and we added
it. Is me and you. No, I can rip a little bit. Yeah, I can rip you a little bit.
You're in his boat always dumping on me. But I got
forgot our guest name today. Called him the wrong person. Like
I got
worried about his mental state.
I got broad shoulders. I can carry I can't carry you, Caleb, but I'll continue carrying
six,
the show. All right. Hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on the website, knockoutradio.com. Until next week. See everybody.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.